that was brought in. And then we have the Italian sausage, which is very different because they treat it different, season it differently. And it has a different type of casing.
Okay.
And of course, there's the wiener.
Yeah, and the wiener. All right, how about now, in terms of a sandwich, sometimes in town you can buy these long sandwiches that's got all kinds of meat and cheese and stuff on them, and they're on French bread sometimes. What do you call those? You ever see those?
I see them, but I don't buy them.
They're Cuban.
We used to call them the Cuban sandwich, and now I'm trying to think what they do call them, but I forgot. Because I didn't pay attention. I haven't had teenagers that I can buy them.
Okay.
What do they call those?
Submarine.
Oh, yeah.
Submarine sandwiches.
Okay. That's what the
kids. All right, now if you're going down to the store, what might you drink with a sandwich like that? If you were in a
Coca-Cola.
Okay. If you went in and you were and you didn't know that they served Coca-Cola, and you just wanted to get a soft, you wanted to get a drink, you know, what might you ask for?
Well, you can have ginger ale. You can have grape juice,
7-Up.
7-Up, you can have 1,000 others, even Mr. Pibb, man.
Okay. Well, what do you call all those together? I mean, what are those?
Soft drinks.
Those soft drinks. Do you ever call that anything else?
No, not particularly. What would somebody else call it?
Mm-hmm. We've heard soda pop, but that's just a slang
word. That's a child's name for it.
Do you ever call it that yourself?
No, I don't believe we ever called it soda pop.
Do you call it soda or sody or?
I guess we did when we were children. I don't know. They didn't let us drink Coca-Colas and things like that. We had fruit juices and orange juice and things at home. And
okay.
We made limeade and lemonade.
We had a pineapple.
Yeah, we had pineapple, which is made of pineapple. And it was very good. Now then, they mix that with other things, but. We always made our limeade. We had a lime tree out back, an orange tree and what have you. We'd have the aids made from those real drinks. So we were not much on.
Now what's an alcoholic drink that's lighter than, it's not as alcoholic as wine, it has suds to it. What's that drink that people drink all the time?
Beer. It may be light, I don't know. It doesn't act like it sometimes. I don't drink beer, and I don't drink any liquors.
Right.
They have the cocktails, they have the different things that they like, but we don't drink them.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with them.
Were there any other terms for beer that you have heard?
Suds.
Anything else?
No, I don't know. Our family's never drunk them. We've never been around people that did much.
Okay. What kinds of things might you buy at a bakery?
Buns and bread, loaves and rolls, tarts and pies and cakes and cookies.
Okay, what kinds of cakes might you buy?
Well, you can buy ice cakes, loaf cakes, plain cakes, and raisin cakes.
Iced
cakes.
No, iced cakes. Now, what about those round things with the holes in them?
Donuts.
All right, what kinds of donuts can you get?
You get the raised donuts, or the cake donuts, the glazed donuts, the cinnamon, and the sugar-coated, plain.
How about the ones that aren't with a hole in them? They're long and they're twisted. Do you ever have a name for those?
I don't know what they're called.
Never asked for it.
Okay. How about a rectangular one that's got frosting on top of it, just a little small? Rectangular donut looking thing with frosting on top. You ever have a name for that?
No. Never been going for it too much. Never did ask for them.
Okay. How about a jelly filled one? Ever?
I've seen them. They never been going for them. They used to have the cream horns.